Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Silver Investing for Beginners, by John Roberts, positions silver as a practical entry point into hard asset investing for readers who want to move beyond purely paper-based savings. The book frames silver as both an industrial commodity and a monetary metal, explaining why those dual roles can create unique opportunities and risks. Written for newcomers, it focuses on foundational concepts such as how the silver market works, what drives price movements, and how different investment vehicles compare in cost, liquidity, and counterparty exposure. It also addresses the psychological side of getting started, including how to avoid hype, fear, and unrealistic expectations that often surround precious metals. Rather than presenting silver as a magic solution, the approach emphasizes planning, basic research, and using silver in a broader financial strategy. Readers can expect a step-by-step overview of ways to buy, store, and manage silver investments with a focus on practical decisions and common pitfalls. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why silver matters as both metal and money. A beginner-friendly silver guide typically starts by clarifying what silver is in financial terms. Silver is a precious metal with a long history as money, yet it also has substantial industrial demand. This combination matters because it can make silver behave differently from assets that are purely monetary or purely industrial. The book highlights how silver has been used as a store of value during periods of currency debasement concerns, while also being consumed in manufacturing, electronics, energy-related applications, and medical uses. For an investor, that means silver prices can respond to inflation expectations, interest rate trends, currency strength, and changes in industrial cycles. Another key idea is volatility. Silver often moves more sharply than gold because the market is smaller and can be more sensitive to shifts in sentiment and supply-demand imbalances. Understanding these basics helps a new investor set realistic expectations, especially around drawdowns and time horizon. It also supports more informed allocation decisions, so silver is not treated as an all-or-nothing bet, but as a component with a clear role in a diversified plan. Secondly, choosing the right silver investment vehicle. A central beginner decision is how to get exposure to silver, and the book focuses on comparing the main routes. Physical silver includes coins, rounds, and bars. It offers direct ownership and removes reliance on a financial intermediary, but it introduces premiums over spot price, potential authenticity issues if purchased carelessly, and the need for secure storage. Paper-style exposure can come through exchange-traded products and similar instruments, which may be easier to buy and sell and can fit neatly inside brokerage accounts, but they involve management fees and counterparty considerations. Another pathway is mining stocks, which can amplify gains and losses because company fundamentals, operational execution, and broader equity market conditions can dominate metal price effects. The book encourages readers to match the vehicle to the objective. Those prioritizing crisis resilience may prefer physical holdings, while those prioritizing liquidity and convenience may lean toward market-traded products. For growth-oriented speculation, mining exposure may be considered with appropriate caution. The discussion also pushes readers to consider taxes, fees, spreads, and how each choice behaves under stress, when liquidity and trust in intermediaries can matter most. Thirdly, pricing, premiums, and timing without guesswork, new investors often fixate on picking the perfect entry price, but a solid beginner framework emphasizes process over prediction. The book explains the difference between spot price and the real-world price you pay for physical silver after dealer premiums, fabrication costs, shipping, and potential local taxes. Understanding premiums is crucial because in tight supply conditions, physical premiums can rise even if spot prices are flat, and that changes break-even levels. The book also addresses timing concepts in a practical way. Instead of trying to call tops and bottoms, readers are encouraged to use disciplined methods such as dollar-cost averaging, setting target allocation ranges, and buying more when prices are relatively depressed within a personal plan. Risk is also managed by avoiding leverage and keeping emergency cash separate from metal purchases. Another element is recognizing the impact of macro factors like interest rates and currency movements, which can influence precious metals sentiment. By learning how to evaluate purchase cost versus spot, and by adopting a repeatable buying approach, beginners can reduce emotional decision-making and avoid common mistakes such as chasing rallies or freezing during pullbacks. Fourthly, storage, security, and ownership practices. Owning silver responsibly requires decisions that go beyond selecting a coin or a ticker symbol. The book highlights the practical realities of storing and protecting physical metal, including the trade-offs between home storage and third-party storage. Home storage offers immediate access and privacy, but requires strong security habits, thoughtful concealment, and consideration of insurance. Third-party options such as safe deposit boxes or professional vaulting can reduce at-home risk, yet they add costs and may limit access during holidays, banking disruptions, or administrative issues. The book also emphasizes careful purchasing practices to reduce fraud and overpayment. That includes buying from reputable dealers, verifying weight and purity standards, understanding common products and their liquidity, and keeping records of purchases for future resale and tax reporting. Liquidity is treated as part of security because a form that is widely recognized and easy to sell often leads to better pricing when exiting. By framing storage as an extension of the investment decision, the reader learns that returns are not only about price movement, but also about minimizing loss, theft risk, and transaction friction when it is time to rebalance or sell. Lastly, building a long-term strategy and avoiding common traps. A beginner can benefit most when silver is approached with a clear purpose and boundaries. The book focuses on integrating silver into a broader wealth plan rather than treating it as a standalone solution. It encourages readers to define what silver is for: inflation hedging, diversification, emergency wealth reserve, or tactical opportunity. With that purpose set, the next step is position sizing, often by using a percentage allocation that aligns with risk tolerance and overall portfolio composition. The book also addresses common traps that derail new investors. One is overconcentration, where excitement about hard assets leads to neglect of cash flow needs or other diversified holdings. Another is being swayed by extreme predictions, whether of imminent collapse or guaranteed riches. There is also the trap of ignoring costs, such as high premiums, frequent trading spreads, and storage expenses that can erode performance. Finally, the book underlines the importance of an exit and rebalancing plan, including when to take profits, when to add during weakness, and how to avoid panic selling. A disciplined strategy helps silver serve as a stabilizer and opportunity set, not a source of constant stress. In conclusion, this book is best suited for first-time precious metals buyers, cautious savers worried about purchasing power, and practical investors who want an understandable entry into silver without needing a finance background. Readers who have only used bank accounts and mainstream funds can benefit from learning how silver markets differ, what costs matter most, and how to choose between physical bullion, market-traded exposure, and related equities. The real-life value comes from turning a vague desire to own real assets into a structured plan, including safer buying habits, clearer expectations about volatility, and a basic framework for allocation and rebalancing. Compared with many precious metals titles that lean heavily on sensational forecasts, the emphasis here is on fundamentals and decision-making steps a beginner can apply immediately. That pragmatic angle can reduce costly mistakes such as overpaying on premiums, buying unsuitable products, or investing money that should remain liquid. It is worth buying versus similar beginner guides because it keeps the focus on actionable comparisons, risk controls, and ownership logistics, which are often the missing pieces when people jump into silver based on headlines rather than a coherent strategy. If you would like to support John Roberts, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.